It is known to have a lot of paranormal activity, EVPs, there's been pictures, there's been voices.
There was no shape, there was no shoulder, no head.
Like a mass or something?
It was just a mass. And the best way to explain it was like a piece of cardboard being slid across the door.
Who's that? Yo. Back then, you know, the times were just different. They even had like a prisoner in here as young as 8 years old. Martin Kelly ended up taking a straight blade razor and cutting himself with it in the neck and almost decapitated himself.
This might be the darkest room I've ever gone in.
So these are motion sensor lights. So either someone just came down here.
We're down.
You got up here.
Yeah.
Whoa.
They just said behind you.
That's constant.
Maybe it beat once.
No. As I said.
Welcome to the Overnight Channel, dedicated to finding proof of the paranormal.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the Overnight Channel that is dedicated to everything paranormal, extraterrestrial, unknown, unsolvable, mysterious, Bigfoot and werewolves and vampires and ghosts and spirits and ghouls and all the evil things that live within the night that I want to meet.
You want to talk?
Wait, you want meat?
What, you need meat?
Wait. Oh, it's meat from the escape room.
If you haven't seen that video, then that makes no sense at all. Let's go on with the intro.
I'm pretty sure all of it doesn't make any sense.
Hey, we're going back to the intro.
Well, if you missed our last video, it's at Bobby Mackey's, and tonight we are in Ohio. We're at in the Licking County, and this is the historic jail of Licking County.
Mm-hmm. I love Licking.
So Ghost Adventures has filmed an episode here, I think in 2015.
Yep.
It is known to have a lot of paranormal activity, EVPs, there's been pictures, there's been voices. There's also been a few suicides that have happened here. There's a pretty grim past, and we're excited to be here. But more importantly, the reason why we're here.
Why are we here, Alton? You
tell
us.
The reason why we're here.
Why?
If you don't know, we've been running a monthly contest where every single month we pick one winner. We come out to your hometown and take you to do an overnight investigation in an area or something fun that you want to do. But in this case, it happened to be something spooky, which is why we are all the way out here. So without further ado, I'd like to announce our contest winners. Are you guys ready? Can I get a drum roll, please?
What the heck is going on?
Drum roll.
Boom! 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 Boom!
Can I get a belly roll, please?
Boom! Boom! Boom!
Oh,
boom!
Whoa!
Boom!
JP, please come on in! Woo! Tyler, please come on in!
Yay!
They have arrived.
Yes.
Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Are you the fourth musketeer?
I might be.
Thank you guys for joining us. Are you ready? Have you done a paranormal investigation before? Anything like that?
Never.
Nothing?
Never. Wow.
You wanted to?
I'm into the ghosts, so yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever just been alone in the dark?
I mean, I
dude,
sleep,
what?
So. Okay.
Was that a weird question to ask?
No.
You ever been alone in the dark?
I think he literally hunched over.
Your arm
came from here.
You were holding something.
Listen here, kid. You ever been alone in the dark? Listen here, boy. You want to go alone in the dark with me? Oh. Then we won't be alone.
Whoa, hey!
And this is where the contest winners immediately regret winning. And
we have to beg them to stay so we can do the video.
Is he licking him?
We're in Licking County.
Oh, my God.
What'd they do? Are you guys excited or what?
Everybody has to go alone in the dark. Come on.
All right, should we go inside?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Do you think they should learn a little bit more about this place before we go inside?
Yeah, that's probably.
All right, here's a little bit more information about the historic Licking County Jail.
In 1969, the folks of this town started licking each other.
The worst prisoner of this town got in trouble for licking 18 men in one night.
And the crazy part is, all 18 men he did in 18 minutes.
And what makes it even better is they had an
Oh, there's a cop just staring at us.
He's like, how'd he know about our town? How'd you hear about the licking?
That man up there licking again.
Hey everyone, I just wanted to pop in real quick before the video starts and let you know that our October mystery box is officially on sale right now, right here, sendsociety.com. For $66.60, you will get a hoodie, a hat, a t-shirt, and a mystery accessory that's really cool. Every single box is completely new designs, items that you've never had before. We only make them for the mystery box, and then they are gone after that. So I normally don't even mention them in YouTube videos. We just use our email list and Twitter, but I'm really stoked on this one, so I want to let you know all about it. November and December will have a mystery box as well, so keep an eye out for that. They typically sell out in like 4 days, so grab one. If you would like, I would recommend it. And if you can't tell, I'm also in Milan right now. I'm on a little vacation. We just finished 43 days of filming in Europe. So a lot of good stuff coming your way. But enjoy the rest of this video, and hopefully you'll enjoy your new gear that'll be arriving at your house in a few days from now, if you buy one. Okay, bye.
We're in the dungeon of the Licking County Jail. It was built in 1889.
The windows?
What'd you say?
No to what?
I'm amazed that you finally have a place called Licking County Jail and you didn't say it was built in 1969. Come on.
Oh.
You finally had an opportunity and you blatantly missed it.
He's true.
Nice to meet you. Hey,
Elton.
Hello.
Darren.
Hey guys,
Brandon.
How you doing?
Darren.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, sorry.
Everyone else here that didn't introduce themselves, so yeah. Corey, nice to meet you guys.
Yeah, we're kind of far away.
JP,
Tyler,
and I'm Corbin.
Hi, guys. Hi. Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm Terry, and this is Darren.
Nice. Thanks for having us.
No problem.
Normally, don't start your tour down here, right?
No.
No.
Start in the dungeon?
Completely backwards. We're doing that opposite.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Gonna start in the dungeon.
All right. You're the paranormal investigation team here as well, right?
Yeah, pretty much. We do public ghost hunts and private ghost hunts as well, though.
Okay. How long have you been doing that here?
Oh, it's been, about 7 years?
7 years.
Yeah. So you've seen a decent amount.
Yes, mm-hmm. We have.
What would you say is the most bizarre paranormal thing you've had happen here?
Mine was actually standing right there.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
Standing right where?
Where he is standing, right there.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
And okay. I was working on something for the haunted attraction that we have here every year.
Okay.
And of course, it was all dark down here, and I didn't know the building. The only light that was on was out there in the staircase, the chain light. And I was here alone, nobody in the building. And I thought I heard something, so I looked up. And as I looked up, my light started fading away because like something was blocking the door. And it was actually a black. There was no shape, there was no shoulders, no head.
Like a mass or something?
It was just a mass. And the best way to explain it was like a piece of cardboard was being slid across the door.
And you were standing right here?
Yeah. Wow. So I just reached in, turned the light off, and hit the basement door.
He didn't turn the light off. He pulled that pull chain so hard that it wrapped. And I didn't have a light when I came down. There's been a black mass seen behind you as well. Oh, several times. Super tall. Yeah.
Did I ever play musical chair?
He hasn't heard me yet, so you're
alright. Okay. If you guys want to stand where I was, it's okay.
Yeah, anyone wants
to. Yeah, for
a little bit. Oh,
okay. Okay. Yeah.
Look at JP over here.
Keep going further back?
A little bit further.
Okay.
There we go.
And
there.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
We're good.
Perfect.
Okay.
So what were you guys saying?
There's a black mass.
Really tall.
Yeah. Are we?
We'll come get them at the end of the video.
Y'all, they're just chilling.
Well, there's a lot of light anomalies that we see down here as mm-hmm. well. You know, like flashes of light, even in different color. It comes from nowhere. I mean, there's no light source. So that's really interesting too mm-hmm. down here.
During a public investigation, or Ghost Hunts USA is a group that brings the public in, sells tickets. And I was standing in that doorway facing this way, and I could see something. It was a perfect sphere, but it wasn't light. It was just a dark face level going across the center of this room. And you know, like dust in your eyes when you blink and you see that floater. Something like that, but another guy had witnessed it at the same time. Different people get different experiences in everywhere in this building.
That's it. All these stories y'all are saying. Yeah. Like, yeah, down here's not too active. Just wait till we get up there.
Yeah. Well, and personal experience, every team that comes has a different energy or different view.
Yeah, that's true.
Some of them will come here and never leave the basement. Some of them will never leave this floor or that floor.
Mm-hmm.
My personal experiences have always been down here in third floor. I don't know why. my necklace got pulled in that chapel in front of a tour group, straight pulled out, dropped on the floor, three witnesses. Oh, same door, we came out of there, and the girl that I was telling the last story to before the tour ended was kind of leaning against that door. And now we have a piece of plywood wedged under the door. And the door kind of loose and hit her in the ass, and she was out the door. The tour group ran because they just saw my necklace pull off, and I'm like, and this was history tours. It had nothing to do with paranormal.
Wow.
Lights were on.
Wait, you were standing over there when your necklace was pulled off.
Yeah, I was standing right there in the doorway.
Yeah.
In his butt.
And everybody was like standing around him and they watched it, like lift
yeah,
up,
standing
pull
like
out,
this.
And fall.
This is usually the end of our history tour. So when you're standing here telling the story of a certain person in jail, they stand right here, you tell them, and you walk to the bottom steps and then they go out. And this is where my necklace got pulled.
Wait, so it was during a history tour?
Yeah.
Daytime history tour.
Did the whole group freak out?
There was three people here and one person there. I had two other in the group that were paranormal investigators, but they were in the dungeon. So they didn't see it, but these three were just your average 50, 60-year-old just listening to the story, so.
And it got pulled up
yeah,
out
came straight out and pulled out. I felt the pressure pull. I thought it just fell off because I was right in the middle of a story and I was kind of new at doing tours and groups, so I was a little nervous. And when it pulled out, I just kind of went like this and it hit the floor. And I'm like, oh, my neck just fell off. And then one lady's like, no, I saw it pull out.
So they actually saw it.
They saw it. He thought it was broken.
You know, talking and being busy, I wasn't paying attention, but I just, and it, the clasp was straightened out.
What?
Same necklace I have now.
Same exact necklace. Okay. That was in the necklace.
Wow. Yeah, I was going to say.
Back then, you know, the times were just different. You know, we were told that they even had like a prisoner in here as young as 8 years old.
Jeez.
What?
How does someone go to prison? Crazy. 8 years old, they steal a cookie from the cookie jar?
Maybe. I mean, maybe they stole something from a little store or, you know, or something like that.
Or screaming at a restaurant.
Yeah.
I feel like that's jail time.
I don't think you'd go to a dungeon, though, as an 8 year old.
Trying to eat my pasta and you get that little kid screaming and running around.
Jail
time.
I think I'm crying on a plane.
Jail time.
Yeah.
It was an open air jail, so, you know, that means the bars from the windows outside did not have plexiglass over it. It didn't have, you know, like, there's like a mesh. Over top of it now, it was just open. So, you know, original heating would have been, there's one fireplace, you'll see them on each cell block in one corner, you know, and that would have been the heat. If it was cold out, you know, cold on the other opposite side, it was just cold.
So people could just literally just throw things at them.
Like
if someone wanted a knife, they could just have a loved one just give them a knife.
Oh yeah, we used to see it as kids.
Oh.
This place was still open when we were teenagers
yeah.
and younger, so.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the first floor cell block.
Let's do it. Oh, this is super cool.
Ooh, let's go run them all.
This mom.
Oh, this is a little crazy. Isn't
it crazy?
Yeah.
So think about that. That's the cell block. So the trustee or the jailer would have walked around, that's a big view, and he would have walked around here, and that's the only way that he could check on his inmates. Because there's no windows on the doors through the middle.
These were electrical.
So can you imagine? It's scary.
It's not like it's locked.
Whoa. Who's that? Yo, who? It's Elton. Okay.
Oh.
Yo. My eyes are too good. Yo, okay. I was like, yo. Who is walking toward me?
I don't know.
I just pulled a brand and I just went, it just walked toward him.
That's the move. You just gotta.
Oh, you guys locked me in here, huh? Corey was losing his mind.
No, you could have walked straight up to me and grabbed me. I wouldn't have seen you if that window was.
Probably you had an opportunity if you would have crawled.
Yay!
No, I do want to mention this shower right here.
Yeah.
It's probably one of our bloodiest deaths in the jail. Martin Kelly, I think it was around 1905, ended up taking a straight blade razor and cutting himself with it in the neck and almost decapitated himself.
By himself?
By himself, yes.
You ever heard of anything like that?
No.
That's insane.
And I guess, you know, all the inmates in here were yelling. They're trying to get attention of a trustee or sheriff or somebody to come in here to help him. I mean, you're not going to have any time.
No, of course not.
But they pulled him out here, and he basically just bled out right here.
Jeez. Why such a heavy...
There's a lot of... I hate the sublock. Like, there's a lot of activity here. This doorway right here is where I saw that me and another little girl, we were doing flashlight tours, and she was getting ready, I was standing in the hallway out there, and she was getting ready to take a photo down the middle cell block, and a black shadow figure just walked by, solid black, real tall, like his head was, like the forehead up was above the doorway.
So kind of like me when I was...
Yeah, it was something like that.
There was a guy that escaped, if you guys look at these bars.
Really? It wasn't a big window, though. It was a little window.
Really?
Yeah, it might have been one of these, but it may not have been one of these windows, but he did slide out the bars of this building somewhere. We don't know exactly.
Oh, really?
Those are the original window bars.
Wait.
Oh.
Darren, I forget what floor it was. It was actually in one of the showers. It wasn't a very big window. I don't like this floor.
Okay.
This floor creeps me out. I've heard footsteps in here. Like, I went to leave one night. I was by myself in here, and I was gathering my stuff up on the desk, and I was going out that side door and leaving out the door you guys came in at. And I heard clicking of a pen, which somebody later told me that said that might be a counter, like counting your inmates.
Aww.
And I thought, oh, that's smart. And then I heard heavy footsteps and whistling. And it was coming towards that door, and it kept getting heavier and heavier as it got closer to the door. And woo, it scared me. So every time I'm like in the cell block, I get creeped out.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Well, what's your second least favorite floor?
I would say personally, it's probably the third floor cell block. Yeah, the most deaths are on the third floor.
You are there?
Yeah, let's go.
Well, you sure you want to go there just yet? I mean, this is called the North Tier Catwalk. And I've seen you do your blue steel face multiple times.
Cue the music, Jack.
Chicago. It was July 1910, and he had initially gotten into a brawl with a bar owner, saloon owner here, local in town. He was an ex-police chief named William Howard. So that upset, remember the mob is here, you know, they liked having the alcohol here and stuff. So they formed a mob of about 5,000 people on the north side of our jail, came in here and stormed the jail,
no way.
Broke into Carl's cell, I mean, I would think they probably would slip the keys.
Yeah.
But Carl was basically beaten to death.
Jeez.
In the cell. He was drug out of here, taken to the southeast corner of our square, and lynched. And it, I mean, in 1910, it made national news.
What was that?
So.
Okay.
Corey.
We do have a lot of activity during the tour.
Yeah, I was going to say, we do pay attention to the tours because we've heard screaming before. This is just while we're going through on a tour, so you never know.
You said he was just a child, right?
Yeah, when his father came and cleaned his body, they found out he was only 17 years old.
Wait, that's the one that, he was 17, the one that everyone came in and took him out? And,
yes. Yeah. That's the biggest thing here. A lot of these cell blocks are all, you know, you'll hear, feel like somebody's like walking behind you or whistling. And it's, plus it echoes so much in here that...
you can't, like, where was that? You know, where'd that happen?
Yeah.
But there's a lot of activity still.
Jeez.
Ooh. This is the creepiest damn. I hate this sublot.
Really?
Tell me more.
Yeah, we gotta find out why.
Down at the very end, if you guys look down at the very end, there's outside light comes in. Mm-hmm. Even at night, when it's dark out, because you got street lights and you're up so high, you're above the street light.
Okay.
So you get a lot of, this is a good cell block for shadow play. So if you're gonna see a shadow, this would be the floor, because the other cells, we have windows blocked off. The very end of the cell block is solid.
Solid.
So, like it was originally.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And you'll see someone walk behind it, going across it, and then this last cell down here on the right is what we call a peekaboo man.
Peekaboo man.
He will actually stick his head and shoulders out of that cell. And we catch it constant.
Out of this cell right here?
That one he's in, just like that.
Oh, wow.
About the same height as him. And it's easy to see, like I said, on this floor because you got so much outside light.
Definitely.
Me and Terry have seen it several times during tours because we're all actually going backwards. Usually we're coming from the fourth to the third.
Yeah.
Me and her are always leading the group. And as we come down, it's every time we come to this floor, just about it happens. It's been witnessed several times. Then, like I said, behind that bar door, you see something through the guard wall. A lot of deaths on this floor. I think there's, how many are on this floor, Terry?
Seven.
Seven deaths.
Between suicides and deaths. So you had a bunk here. So there'd be one under each bunk, and two in the middle, or one in the middle. Which I would be nasty.
That'd be awful. Yeah, exactly. No.
Somebody decides they need to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. You're,
did you hear that? Tap. You heard that?
Tap.
Did you hear that?
What'd you hear?
I was listening to this. It was like a little tapping.
Like in the room?
Tap. You get a lot of phones.
Okay.
It's mostly voices during the tour. Somebody will start talking and then everybody's like, shh.
This investigation is going to be fun.
This is the fourth floor cell block. This is the women's floor.
The women's floor?
The rest of the floors you were on for men. For men.
Well, the women's floor already scares me.
This is the floor that May Marner set herself on fire.
Oh, right here?
Yeah.
It was in this cell?
It was in that cell.
What happened?
So it was in the 50s, and she had been going through a real rough time in her life, and she was getting a divorce from her husband, and she had taken a bunch of sleeping pills, and tried to commit suicide, and they ended up taking her to a local hospital and pumping her stomach, and they brought her here for safekeeping.
Mm-hmm.
So the matron locked her in her cell. Within 30 to 45 minutes, she set herself on fire with the one match that she had.
Jesus.
What did she have on herself to light on fire? Like,
I thought they said gown.
Garb.
I think the word was garb. Yeah.
So what they?
I mean, she wasn't an inmate. She was just here for safekeeping.
Well, and that's the same thing that happened over at Mansfield, not too far
away.
Yeah,
that's right. Mm-hmm.
Yep, somebody in the cell.
Yeah.
That is a nasty story.
Yes. But we did some research on May as well and found out that she actually killed herself on her husband's birthday.
Please tell me something.
Is anyone in there?
Yes.
That has come by itself. She made a music box for the investigators to kind of draw her out. Mm-hmm. You open the lid and you went out of the play. Well, we walked out of this floor and had that thing come on by itself.
I feel like that if that comes on tonight, I'm going to be so happy.
It's freaky.
Happy.
It just adds to
it. It's happened.
We should put the music box in here.
So small.
Yeah.
It's really like, feel like kind of trapped.
They wouldn't have had as many in the women's cells, but the men's were 6x8 size, men for two men.
Yeah.
And during overcrowded conditions, they would have as many as 6 to 8.
Jesus.
Everything's different. You get voices, over your voice, footsteps scuffing. Like I just heard somebody, I thought one of you guys was back there. But there's nobody back there right now.
There were four sheriffs that passed away in this jail. Three of them died in the same room, all of heart conditions.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
In the room overall, right?
It's in the living quarters. So.
Wow.
The fourth one actually died in the same, well, he wasn't dead yet, but he had something, some sort of a heart condition, and was taken to the hospital and passed away, but he was also in the same room.
Was it all natural causes, or was it like?
And they were relatively young.
Hmm.
Interesting. We had a tour guide leaning on that fireplace in there in front of a group, and she got smacked in the leg. front of everybody.
Wow. Did they hear like a...
Yeah, we all heard it.
Were you up here too when it happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That room in there where you saw Zach Victor had a lot of... We have an entity. We call him David. We don't know who he is, why he's here.
David.
He affects a lot of people. We've had a lot of evidence from him. Especially on like ghost boxes or geo boxes type stuff.
Yeah.
Talks.
By the way, can you let me out, please?
No.
Okay. But no, all right. Well, by the way, everyone, if you don't know, Corey and I are still doing our overnight contest. That's why JP and Tyler are here, because they won. And if you want to come and get locked in a jail with us, you can totally do that. We pick one winner every month, and we bring you somewhere haunted, someone nearby, whatever you want to do. Or you can do something fun. That's totally fine. There's two ways to enter. One's just leave a like and a comment on the video. The other is head over to sendsociety.com, right there, link. Go check it out. It supports us. Can you please let me out?
What do you mean?
Give him.
You're
not
taking my...
Ow!
Let me out. I think I want you to introduce themselves.
Yes. All right, should we start?
All right.
Oh, that's dumb. Hello, my name is Corbin.
Hello, my name's Corey.
Hello, my name's JP.
Hello, my name is Tyler.
My name is Brandon.
My name is Elton. And for anyone that might be here in the building tonight, you've heard there's quite a variety of different people for different reasons. We'd love to be able to say hello. I want to set this down and make sure it doesn't go off.
Absolutely. Sure, it's a spirit box.
The spirit box?
I mean with the music box.
Okay. I mean, I'll just set it right here, and then I'm gonna set it.
Oh, oh.
Damn it.
Okay, it works.
All right, one of you boys lead it off.
You ready?
Corbin, you got the vocals.
One, a two, a one, two, three.
E-O-M-O-E.
This might be the darkest room I've ever gone in.
Why don't you lead the way then? Come on. You got it.
Let's do it together.
Core.
Here, hold my tip.
Here you go.
All right.
Oh, what is this?
What the heck?
Why didn't we see this?
Did you put the music box on top of it?
Oh.
Just do it the opposite way. Or yeah, just like that.
There you go.
That's perfect.
That's a good idea.
See if it turns on.
What do you think, Brandon? Middle? Here?
I don't know. I kind of like being in the solitary confinement area.
I'll put it in solitary confinement then.
So right now we're sitting in the cell of Mae Varner, right? And I don't think she was an inmate, but she came in here and she lit herself on fire.
Lit her dress on fire.
Yep. Yeah, that's exactly right. We're asking, like, is it gasoline? Lighting her dress on fire. How crazy is that?
Clearly, think about that, bro. She, like, you know, like you said, lit her dress on fire, but think about, like, how long it took, even just building up for her whole dress to
catch fire. That would take so long.
Like, she just, you know, sat there or whatever she did.
How can you sit there like that?
I don't know.
Well, I think that's what we're going to have to ask her.
That's 100% one of them we got, right?
So these are motion sensor lights. So either someone just came down here. Hello?
We do not mean any harm at all. We just want to talk to you and try to figure out your story. I don't think that we're able to see you and we can't really hear you, but we do have a bunch of devices set up on the floor and set up in other spots that you can activate by either touching or walking in front of, putting your energy into it. And that's how you could answer us and let us know that you are here. So we're gonna try to ask you some questions, and if you wanna answer us, that'd be really nice.
Unless it is possible to hear you, you can knock on a door, you can make some noise.
You could even try talking.
I'm sure you know how to do it. You've probably talked to a bunch of people through here. We'd like to have a conversation with you.
Is it true that you lit yourself on fire in this cell?
Are you hesitant to talk about something that serious?
But it's like the only device that we ever trust, because like we've never once been able to figure out what could ever set it off other than motion.
Were you depressed? You hear that? You heard that?
Yeah.
Whoa. That came from over there.
I sounded like a squeak. Like a door. Like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did. Yeah, right. It sounded like a door. You hear that? You heard that?
Yeah.
Put it in here, because just like Missouri State Pen, if the REM pod goes off.
Yeah.
I'd say do two of them, like one here.
Okay.
And then maybe like one back in that corner.
I have one in the other room right now.
Okay.
I can't believe you really, just that one time, right?
That's the only time it has ever gone off.
And that still, to me, might be the craziest evidence that we've ever seen.
Yeah.
That was nuts.
Those two devices going off back to back.
Mae, do you like music? If you like music, we have a box right there, and also you have your box over here. If you step in front of that box, it will start to play. We would love to hear that.
If anybody's down here, we have a device inside a solitary confinement cell. If you go near there, it'll light up and we'll know.
If there are any spirits, souls.
You hear that?
That sounded.
You hear that?
That sounded.
Tyler seems to think you're afraid to come and talk to us.
A little scaredy cat.
If you're afraid, if you're, you know, big bad spirit, go ahead and touch that box.
Like, right, just looking out the door.
Are you out there?
I thought I heard a footstep. Raj, you said, are you out there? Like, are you out there? On top of my voice? No, Raj, you finished. I was like, are you out there? Could you walk closer to us? I think I heard what you said.
Deadass. I've done this the last couple times. Do you have any desire to do this?
What?
So basically you put on the headphones, right? And it's connected to a spirit box, and the only thing you say are the things you clearly hear come through. Because it's scanning basically like, I don't know, 50 radio stations every 10
you
seconds.
Scan?
Yeah, the light just flashed.
What light?
The flashlight.
The flashlight just flickered.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah.
The flashlight that you said would never work and never do that.
I sound like Elton. It just agreed.
Yeah, the LED flashlight that he said would never do this. Here you go.
We could walk down the hall really slow with the dowsing rods.
Yeah.
And I could say make the rods point.
It's a good idea.
To, you know, whichever cell wants to talk to us.
Okay. Yeah.
You guys want to do that?
Let's do it.
Because I we're not getting anything from me.
No, I agree. I'll accept this right here.
You don't do anything.
And then, yeah. All right, I'm going to go over here. I'm going to go kind of right where you're trying to light on me. Literally went right where you're trying to light on me.
Damn. Does he have one?
Yeah. All right, our friend Tyler here has some headphones on connected to a sphere box. It's scanning through radio stations just in case you don't know what it is. And if there's anything you want to say to us, you can chime in and snag some of those words and he'll hear them and communicate that. If you wanted to do something absolutely ridiculous that would terrify Evan, who clearly said this flashlight has no ability to do what it's doing right now, could you turn that flashlight on just full solid? Just any point during the night. Just a full solid light, and it would be remarkable because no one has ever used one of these flashlights. So, all you gotta do is just twist it a little bit, and it'll turn that thing right on.
It's trying to.
He has the headphones on, right, Evan?
Yeah.
It's gonna go on full solid, dude. It's gonna do it.
I think so.
Do you hear any words?
No. Nothing at all? Okay.
Man, if you're in that room, we have a cat ball. You guys see the light right there? I just saw a light that just went down like this.
No way.
Yeah, just a tiny one. The faintest. May, if you're in there, we'd like for you to move that cat ball that we put in your room. If you could just shake it or anything, any contact would mean the world.
All right, do me a favor one more time if you are down here. You. Huh?
They just said behind you.
Oh, so maybe you weren't shining the light on me. Maybe you're shining the light on someone else.
In solitary confinement.
Well, that's me. Damn it, dude. I was like, no way. I got too close. Okay, now I know.
We placed a toy in May's room right in front of her door. And if you touch that toy, it's a little ball, it'll light up to different colors. If you want us to bring that ball into this room, can you make it light up? You heard that?
Yeah, yeah. There was a tap to the left.
Can you make that tap again?
You obviously already know how to use the flashlight. If you want to take a walk over here, we're not going to close the door. There's no locks on it. You won't be trapped inside. You are more than welcome to walk around. But if you are here and you happen to have a name, would you mind communicating that through our friend Tyler with the headphones on?
Sometimes it helps if, like, we sit down.
Yeah.
You gonna sit down?
Yeah, because if I'm a kid and there's, like, three guys just standing here, like, I'm not gonna go.
I mean,
I'm gonna stay right back here because that, I feel like, look.
Stick your leg out, see how far it's gonna go to set it off.
Stick your leg up.
That's not you.
Dude!
That's not you.
Maybe it was saying sit down, but went off.
Oh, he said what? Sit down.
Exactly.
That's right. Look at this.
Right as you said.
What?
So that wasn't you.
That was not me.
Okay.
I mean, maybe we move Tyler over here where there's... I'm pointing here, but you can't see, but there's a window, or what was a window. Maybe just that extra 15 feet would help out.
Yeah, or the chapel. The chapel's closer to the street, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, the window. All right, we can try the chapel.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Are you kind of quiet? You don't really want to talk all that much? Because that's okay. All right. Okay, we're okay with that.
You're doing a really good job right now.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
Alright. So I said the flashlight was never going to go off. The flashlight went off. You just said that's not
going
to go anywhere.
It's not going anywhere. That thing's wedged in. Who did that? Did it actually just close?
Yeah.
Did it really just close? Did you do that?
No.
I didn't touch it.
Oh.
It even moved the REM pod and the REM pod didn't go off.
Oh yeah.
Is the REM pod not on?
It's on.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's really wedged in there.
So say it again.
It's not going off. Were you friends with May? Did you know her? Hey, John. Lift up one of your arms real quick. I don't know, I saw a shadow.
Where?
Up there.
Oh!
Okay, that's yours now.
Should we put him somewhere further away from us?
Probably. Or back here?
I'll put him back here.
Okay.
By the window, too. And your wall.
Have fun, Brandon.
Thanks, Evan. You're the nicest.
Right down. Do you feel like you have unfinished business? Unfinished business. Unfinished business, huh? Yeah, that's tough.
Were you here when May set herself on fire?
I go over to that other room. There's a window that goes to the outside.
Which room?
That room straight ahead.
Okay.
Let's see if I can get anything that way.
Not sure. If you are able to see us, make these rods cross.
Going the opposite direction.
They're going the opposite direction.
Facing out.
They're not able to see us. Alright, if there are any spirits, entities, anything of that nature in the building, especially now that we're in the chapel, someplace you might feel safe. We mean you absolutely no harm. We would just love to know if you are here. Nothing negative down here.
I don't know what
he
said.
Not in here. Tyler, did you?
I'm gonna have to be way more quiet then.
Yeah.
Hear him.
Okay.
If you are able to hear us, make these rods cross.
It's cross.
That's crossing. Tell us your name. Feel free to walk around.
I did.
Do you feel like you can't leave here until you finish? What did she say earlier? She said she couldn't leave until what?
Unfinished business.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you know what? I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
We can save these
Yeah, for later.
For later.
She, they want to talk to us.
What do you want to do?
Yeah, he's gonna tell you what it is.
Okay. I have a device in my hand.
How crazy is this?
And it's gonna scan through radio, okay?
This didn't work at all when we were in Maze Room.
Okay. I'm gonna turn this on, and we're gonna be able to hear you talking to us through this device. It's gonna scan through the radio, and it'll pick up the words that you're trying to say.
It just got out to blank silence for a second. Like, not even any static.
As I'm saying, every time I ask for a name, we don't get any kind of response.
Four.
Is that how old you are?
I don't see you.
Are you in a different room than any of us are? Are you
into the end?
Listen, I thought I said take that thing back or something. Take that thing back.
Do you not like the music box?
Healthy.
Unhealthy. Unhealthy. You in the other part of the basement we just left? The flashlight was turning on? And that's how you introduced yourself? And why you don't see us anymore?
You. Block.
Are you a child? We heard some children were sent here as early as 8 years old.
Just kids.
So you were brought here when you were younger, and you were just kids?
Is it hard to speak through the radio?
It's so hard. Is there anything you'd like to say? We can pass on your message. But to be quite honest, we're not even...
Look.
Is that it?
Yeah.
7-7.
Could you activate any of the other devices we have downstairs? You can push the door, walk by the light, you can play with this flashlight right here.
No.
Are you afraid of us?
More.
Okay, we're turning it down, we're turning it off. But we'd still like to talk to you.
Do you still want to talk to us?
What?
No, that wasn't.
That was
that word in here.
Dude, it's echoed like it was in here. It is what time at night? Why would that be outside?
Dude, that sounds like a little kid.
It sounded like a child.
That was a little kid. Well, we might go upstairs to a different part of the jail just to make sure we can see the whole place. But we'll stay and hang out with you. But we would love to know your name. We haven't gotten a name yet.
Are you worried about that kid?
Are you also a kid?
They brought a kid in here because there's a baby crying.
If you want us to leave, light up one of these devices and show us the way out.
We're done.
Cool.
Thank you for talking to us. Would it be possible?
I know.
Do you enjoy talking to us?
Oh.
3, 3, 3.
This one just did?
Yep.
If we go to another cell, will you follow us?
Just kept saying, into the end, no more, the end, we're done. It's over again. And that was kind of it.
Yeah.
Nothing really, like, made sense. Like, there was maybe two lines in a row or two questions and answers in a row that made sense.
Yeah.
But nothing enough where it felt like there was a real conversation happening.
Damn.
So, and nothing else happened. We were asking for a name, so I don't necessarily believe that anything that we got on that was, like, concrete.
Yeah.
Anybody in these cells? Is there anybody here today with us?
All right, Scout's Honor, leaving the door like that. We're taking the camera with us. But Scout's Honor, no one else is coming down here, so I'll check before we leave.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same as like the pool ball concept.
Yes.
Same as the flashlight concept.
Mm-hmm.
Why couldn't it work with the door?
All it needs is just a little bit of energy and the gravity in our world will do the rest.
Yeah.
Well, then should we leave that GoPro on that chair? Is it worth it?
I don't know.
Okay.
It'll die.
You can show me that you're here by helping us and making this spike. It changes to different colors. And if you touch this, it will change to, it can change to red if you really put your hand on it.
Oh my god, no. No. Adam's red.
It, god damn it, as I said it.
No.
I was like, you want to put a GoPro? I was like, no.
We should have left the GoPro.
Oh god, where's the damn GoPro? And now it's not gonna do it. Now there's a camera on it, it's not gonna do it.
Damn it.
I mean, was the camera wasn't on when we just heard it upstairs?
No!
Oh.
No, because we were just walking upstairs to go meet up with them. Every time we talk about this, whenever we don't have a camera on.
We're the worst ghost hunters ever.
Where's the damn camera?
Right, I have a camera.
We just filmed it in 8 hours and it never closes.
God.
Made that flashlight too.
What, infrared one?
Yeah.
There. We just clearly illuminate the door that's never gonna close now.
Okay. Thanks. But if you can do it again, it'd be great. I'd seem like a real idiot. Made 50 ghost videos all over and I don't leave a damn camera on. That was so dumb.
I asked you.
I know. Are you gonna leave a camera on? I was like, no, it's gonna die. Well, could have died trying.
I'm just trying to do my job.
Alright, let's go down.
How are you guys?
Good, really.
Might have just gotten some amazing evidence, but I decided to take the camera with me, and then the second we turned the cameras off, it happened.
No.
You're joking.
No.
What did I ask you before we left?
Evan was like, do you want to just leave the camera on? I was like, no, it's going to die. And then I was like, it's fine. And then literally walked like 20 feet away upstairs, and we heard the door just slam.
That was it? It was a slam door.
The door closed. I was so mad because they heard it and I didn't put two and two together and I ran down there and sure enough the door was closed. His flashlight was gone off a few times.
Was going off great right when you were talking.
Yeah, and I literally said like I'm gonna go walk in front of the flashlight, shine on me, and the second I like got there, it shined on me. And it's a flashlight, it's not like your typical backlight, it's LED.
Okay.
So it's very, very difficult to get the thing.
And as soon as you stopped talking and walked away, it stopped.
Ha. For the music box, right on the
music box, low key, didn't go off once, almost nothing happened in Maze Room at all.
Nothing.
We go to the cell right across from it, music box didn't stop once. It just went off for probably like...
Wait, no, it was like, it's not like it didn't stop once, like when we were talking.
No, yeah, like
we
I'm saying, the whole time we were in there, it went off the entire time.
Got it. Yeah, it was crazy.
So you guys wanna switch places? We can take floors like
3 and 2, and then you guys can take the house.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's do it. We'll switch, and then should we keep the same tools? We'll switch JP and Tyler.
Switch tools.
Switch complete tools.
Yeah.
So we'll switch the tools, and we'll switch the tools.
Let's do it.
Okay, I'll trade you. All right, can I do a trade?
What? I'd say just switch JP and Tyler, so that way they see different tools with different people.
All right. We're on the house side now.
Thank you, Orlin. This is also where the person got touched or
slapped.
Slapped.
Someone got slapped on the leg during a tour. And the people heard it, like everyone heard it.
That's actually incredible. If you are here and you like to slap, Corey's face is open.
No.
It's open.
Incorrect.
We just come in here to talk. We would love to communicate with you. If you'd like to. We know we're at the matron's bedroom. So, if anybody's in here, we have a couple devices that we'd like to use. This box right here.
I'm gonna set this on this, facing down.
Okay, yeah.
All. Should be able to balance you up with that.
Okay. Right, we had it right here at first, pointing down the hall.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's kind of what I'm doing,
yeah. Oh, you mean you get out of the way? Because yeah, we have calibrated.
Oh, here, let's go in this little cell.
Alright, I am registering.
If you're over here, you can touch the cap ball. If you're over there. Also, we're going to ask questions. And if it asks a question, you can use the REM pod. Maybe make it beep once. Okay.
That was great.
That was really good. I mean,
that was very fast.
I would definitely like to make sure that that's you. So we're gonna ask you a couple questions and keep moving things like that. Keep touching that. You can make this beep once for yes.
Just like that.
Okay, I think we're getting wires crossed.
He or she likes the cat ball.
Where the shit, dude?
Can I just say something real quick?
Yeah.
We had that cap all out for 45 minutes. I never once went off.
I know. I don't know.
And look, everybody go like this.
Just make sure to like say it loud.
Okay.
Okay. Alright.
Wanna go down this way?
Sure.
Alright.
Alright, does anyone in this cell block. My friend JP now has the headphones on. He'll be able to hear anything that he might have to say. A lot of deaths happened in this building. Is that right?
What was that? Was that one of them or was that something rare?
You heard that too?
Yeah. Staying alive. Staying alive.
Is there anyone in any of these cells?
I
am. Well, if you are, roam free. Okay, we're gonna leave. We're gonna go to a different room.
Thank you for talking to us.
We'd love to be able to communicate with you and understand why, what happened.
Can you hear that? Dude, that was...
Yeah, that was down
there.
You
heard that. Maybe we should put it on the stairs.
Yeah, somebody climbing up the steps?
Dude.
Or walking up the steps?
That was for sure someone walking up the steps.
That was like right here. I think that was like right in the top steps over here.
Dude, that was 100% someone or something coming up the steps.
Yeah, put it down there.
Should I put it at the bottom or halfway?
I'd put it like halfway, just in case anybody's like coming to just watch us.
Like right here?
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Said nothing. Absolutely nothing. That is wild. Well, we can grab him out. He hasn't heard anything in 10 minutes. Grab that.
Can you point both of these rods in the direction that you want us to walk to?
Let's point this one.
At the door.
You like us to walk over here?
That's great. 10 minutes, heard nothing.
It just kept playing the same country song.
Really?
Yeah, it kept going back to the country song. And I may have heard like a old man say something a couple times, but I couldn't tell what he said.
Yeah. Can you point both of the rods to where you are?
Here.
Okay, wait right here.
Wait, I'm gonna go get all the tools.
It's literally pointing to that back corner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm just so curious because if the tools start going off over there, then what the frauds literally led us to over there.
Over all of these investigations, we have so many, and they've been to so many places. They're just all slowly, like, mechanically being worn, and then just also being drained.
I think we need to do what we did a while ago and just kind of revamp the whole kit.
Yeah. Before we go to Europe, we need an entire overhaul.
For sure.
Yeah, because that. Yeah, I don't know.
We've had a lot of activity with that one.
That went off like crazy for me and Corey.
Yeah. So yeah.
And absolutely nothing here.
If you let us in here, and you want to talk and communicate with us, can you make either the cat ball on the floor light up? Or can you try to touch this box?
Or somebody was trying to get into it. You know what I mean? Which is kind of weird because why would that be so degraded? You know what I mean? Yeah. Almost just like somebody took an axe to it.
Yeah.
Thank you all so much for watching the video. JP, thank you, man, for coming.
Yeah, seriously.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you won the contest. It was your choice. You know, so I appreciate you supporting us. And obviously you bought the merch. That's because of what you're wearing.
I don't even have one of those. I've been wanting one of those hoodies for a while.
No, that's awesome.
Ask
them.
How much are you willing to pay for it?
How much you want for it?
What'd you pay for it? 50?
It's mine.
Oh! Yeah!
Shutting him down.
What would you? Come on, offer him.
I'm over here wearing blank shirts because I don't even have.
Yeah, because I have all of your shirts that you leave after every trip in my closet. I know we didn't get anything.
We got a little bit.
Yeah,
got a little bit.
We definitely got a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, okay. Yeah, we didn't.
It was fun. It was a good time.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Would you really go again?
Yeah, I'd do it again.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got to.
Would you do it again?
Yeah, for sure.
And thank you all so much for watching. Hope you're enjoying the new channel. I do believe this is the last video we're making in the United States.
Oh, yes.
For this year.
Wow. That's crazy.
I believe all of the next videos are coming out of Ukraine and Romania. And UK, Scotland, Ireland, France.
Oh, boy.
All the rest of the videos, and then we'll have the USA video again next year.
That's nuts.
So, damn. Get ready for the journey. Last one.
Time to get all new gear because all of our
everything
is
destroyed. We need it badly.
Down.
Yeah.
Everything is destroyed. So.
All right.
See you guys next
week.
Not
our hearts.
Okay, bye. That was so nice.
Thank you. We should go buy swords.